You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Saturday addressed the participants of a summer course organized by the Vatican Observatory, reminding students how diversity enriches scientific research, which in turn draws us ever closer to our Creator God. This is the 15th installation of the Vatican Observatory Summer Course for Astronomers and falls on the 125th anniversary of the observatory's founding. In his address to the summer course participants, Pope Francis focused on the importance of cultural diversity in scientific research. Noting the diverse provenance of the participants, he said their desire to discover the truth of the cosmos will lead them to God.
L'universo creato da Dio e il nostro posto in esso è comune.
God's creation, he said, and our place in it is shared by men and women of very diverse cultural and religious backgrounds. All of us dwell under the same sky. All of us are moved by the beauty revealed in the cosmos and reflected in the study of the heavenly bodies and substances. In this sense, we are united by the desire to discover the truth about how this marvelous universe operates, and in this, we draw ever closer to our Creator. The Holy Father also reminded them that the mission of the Vatican Observatory, founded by Pope Leo XIII in 1891, is to employ new scientific instruments as well as the tools of dialogue and cooperation with other centers of interest. This 15th installment of the summer course is concerned with the study of water in our solar system and beyond, and the Pope noted its beauty and importance.
Dai più piccoli fiocchi di neve alle grandi cascate.
He said, from the tiniest snowflake to the greatest waterfalls, from lakes and rivers to immense oceans, water fascinates us by its power and at the same time its simplicity. The great civilizations originated beside rivers, and in our day, access to pure water continues to be an issue of justice for the human race, for rich and poor alike. He concluded his remarks by reminding them of the commitment required by scientific research, which can also be a source of great joy. He said, "May you always find joy in your research and share the fruit of your studies with humility and fraternity." I'm Devin Watkins.